Welcome to the Hot Chicks Write Hot Books podcast with Jen Foster and Melanie Johnson, where authors give you their inside secret tips on how to be a successful best-selling author.
Hi, this is Melanie Johnson. Welcome to our podcast. We're so happy to have you here today. We have a really super cool expert today. When I tell you about her books and her platform, she is an entrepreneurial rock star. So she has two books out. She has Nude, Unveiling Your Inner Beauty and Sensuality. And her latest book that we're going to dive deep into is Naked in 30 Days. And it's a one-month guide to getting your body, your mind, and your spirit in shape. So I love that because it's not just about your body. It's the whole connection of everything. She has started several companies. She's got a great story to tell us. You're going to learn how to start your own company. You're going to learn her story. And she's just got so much energy. Teresa Romer, welcome to our podcast today.
Thank you, Melanie. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Oh, and I want to say hi to Jen. Can't forget Jen. Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Good to have you here, Teresa.
Thanks, Jen.
So Jen, tell us a little bit about your background, how you started out in fitness and some of the health obstacles you had to overcome.
Well, basically, I started out as a very sickly child. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and a heart murmur and everything when I was a child. And basically I was told I was going to be a sickly child my whole life and that I would never be able to run and jump and play like all the other kids. And I would never be able to have children. It would be too taxing on my heart. And so with a heart murmur, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I mean, like I'm getting my death sentence here. Like for some reason I'm a very bullheaded, strong-headed child. And so I just kind of looked at the doctors and thought, you can't tell me what to do. And so I started running and jumping and playing and having fun like I thought all children should do. And lo and behold, by the age of 19, I basically was hardly able to be considered a heart patient anymore. Even though they could still hear my heart murmur, they took me off of my daily dose of penicillin. And I started on the road to, like I said, it probably started when I was a child back then, but at that point I started on the road of being into fitness. I knew that my career of choice was going to be in fitness. I wanted to make sure other people could overcome their health issues just like I was able to do. And so I started out as an aerobics instructor and then became a certified Nautilus instructor. And that's telling my age right there. But from certified Nautilus instructor, went into, you know, personal trainer, went into helping run clubs, went into owning my own string of health clubs. And so basically I've been in fitness for over 35 years.
Wow. That's quite a start. I love how you overcame what a doctor had told you. So many of us give ourselves the sentence that we can't do this or can't do that because someone tells us that. That's a great story. So tell us about your book, your newest book. I'm really excited about your newest book. I mean, it's just because it's the title is provocative, Naked in 30 Days, but it's so true. You know, tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea and how it started.
Well, it's a fun book, and the book is basically chronicling my whole life. You know, it talks about how I've been able to use fitness to help overcome my deepest, darkest times in life, you know, and whether it was overcoming my illnesses as a child or whether it was overcoming the death of my brother at the age of 23 or whether it was overcoming my own son's death at the age of 19 in a car accident or overcoming my father's death at a young age. I've taken fitness and used it in every aspect of my life to keep me from going down into those dark holes that so many of us fall into when we have horrible things happen to us in life. And in this book, Naked in 30 Days, a lot of that is shared in this book. And so it gives you health tips. It gives you fitness tips. It tells you about my life and how I've used fitness and whatnot to, you know, stay above ground and enjoy my life tremendously. But it's just been a fun book. It's you know, a publisher in New York, Riverdale Publishing, actually came to me and chose me out of all the fitness experts that they had been looking at and chose me to be the fitness expert to do this book for them. And it was one of the most enjoyable adventures I've ever gone on when it comes to publishing. They were just amazing to work with.
Tell us about your fitness program. Break that down for us.
Well, basically, the fitness program that I use is basically a fitness program when it comes to physical exercise and eating that bodybuilders and people that have been in competitive sports have used their whole lives. And I've eaten that way my whole life, and I don't know any other way to eat than that way. So there's really not a mad scientist to it. It's not like, oh, here's a new fad diet you have to try or this. I mean, it's not brain surgery. It's like you're using your normal basic foods that you have in your home, and it's a clean way of eating. I don't call it dieting. I just call it a selective, healthy way to eat. And, you know, it's not a program like Weight Watchers or Nutrisystem or anything. It's your own foods that you have in your house. It's just a cleaner way of eating. And, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, have so many bad habits when it comes to eating that they then have to, when they want to lose weight, they have to go on these diets per se. And when you eat this way that I eat, it's just a healthy way of eating. It's not a diet. It's not something that you go on for, you know, a day or 2 days or a week or 30 days. Now, in my book, I tell you if you eat this way for 30 days, you're going to lose a certain amount of weight. If you want to stay on this healthy eating plan the rest of your life, you're going to either continue to lose a little bit more weight or you're going to maintain a very healthy weight, because it's just a healthy way of eating. I don't like that word diet. It's a bad four-letter word.
Well, I think it's a lifestyle too. You know, when you're educated, it's more of an education. So when you're educated to eat the right kinds of food, then you're going to lose weight because you're eating healthy and clean, like you said.
Right. And so many people...
Go ahead.
And so many people have bad eating habits. You know, like maybe for 10 or 15 or 20 years, they've chosen to eat McDonald's every day for lunch, or they eat fried chicken, or you know, they eat some unhealthy things. The problem is once you've reached a certain age, whether it be in your 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s, you now have so many years of bad choices. And those bad choices have become a habit. And habits, as we all know, are hard to break. I mean, whether it's smoking, whether it's losing weight, whatever. I mean, habits are hard to break. So now you're expecting someone that's maybe 50 years old to break the habit of how they've eaten most of their life. And that's hard.
So they don't know how to. I mean, I think most people have an idea of what clean eating is, but some people don't. What is considered clean eating?
Well, let's take a day of eating in my life. You know, I get up in the morning and I have 2 hard-boiled eggs and a slice of wheat toast and my 2 cups of coffee. Sounds kind of boring, but it's amazingly, I mean, like, and if you don't want 2 hard-boiled eggs, you can have 2 poached eggs. I don't care. I mean, you know, I just start my day off with some protein. And then mid-morning, I have a handful of almonds. For lunch, I have a beautiful tossed green salad and I put a grilled chicken breast on top. And in the middle of the afternoon, I usually have a Granny Smith apple with a couple teaspoons of peanut butter on it. And then for dinner, I usually have some form of seafood, whether it be orange roughy, halibut, salmon. And I have a steamed vegetable. It's usually, you know, steamed broccoli, steamed asparagus. And that's a day of eating in my life. It's very clean. It's natural foods. It's you know, I stay away from fried. I stay away from anything white. Because there's no reason for it. You just don't need it in your diet.
I was reading recently, don't eat dead food, meaning like don't eat processed food. It should have been alive at one time before you eat it. If you have most of your diet has food that was alive at one time or another, then you're heading down the right direction.
I like that. And I think that the key, I think, in what you were just describing is it's real food. It's like Melanie said, it was been alive. It's real. It's not... It's vegetables, it's meat, it's protein, it's vegetables, and it's not something processed or a bar or a shake or something. It's real food.
Right.
There was an exercise I was at a conference that they made us do, and they said, all right, you need to write down as many things as you can think of that you ate in the last 24 hours. And then everyone's, you know, writing down, I had this, I had cookies, I had chips, I had a sandwich, blah, 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 blah. And they said, all right, now how much of that was live food. And the majority of the people are like maybe 10% of it. So it really is a habit that most of us aren't in, because the environment leads us to go down that processed road. All the commercials are for processed food. They're not having commercials for having an apple. What do they say? It's eat an apple a day keeps the doctor away, not a Kit Kat a day, right?
Or the Doritos commercial, you know, have a bag of Doritos. And
Right. So let's dive into the exercise portion of your book, the fitness part. Tell us some of your fitness tips.
You know, I get asked this question almost daily, you know, from anyone I'm around. They're like, do you work out every day? And I just look at them with this perplexed stare of like, are you kidding? Are you really asking me this question? And my natural response to them is, well, do you brush your teeth every day? And they look at me like, what is she talking about? And I'm like, listen, I mean, I learned as a small child that if I did something physical every single day, I felt better. And I overcame my childhood illnesses, and I've been able to overcome horrible things and deaths in my life, and I've overcome the weight that I gained from pregnancies. And so to me, if, you know, waking up and doing something physical is just like waking up and brushing my teeth. I can't imagine going through a day without doing something physical, whether it be going for a run, going for a bicycle ride, running after my grandchildren, running up and down stairs in my house. I mean, like, I can't imagine going a day without doing some form of physical activity, because I feel so amazing when I do it. Just like when I brush my teeth, you get that amazing, woo, I'm clean feeling, you know? So in the amount of time that it takes someone to shower, shave, fix their hair, put their makeup on, they could have went and got a decent workout in and done themselves a world of good for their health as well as on a fitness level.
Well, I'm going to brag about you a little bit, Teresa, because they ask you this question, I'm thinking to myself, they just have to look at you. I would be saying, if I was standing next to you, I'd be like, seriously, do you think you could look like this, you know, Adonis over here without working out every day? I mean, you get what you put into it. Teresa has won several pageants and fitness contests, bodybuilding contests. She is, I mean, you can't see it on the video because we're only seeing from the waist up or from the neck up, or bust up, I should say. And if you're listening to the audio, I'm just telling you, you got to look at the cover of the book. She stood naked in front of Times Square. It's amazing. So whatever she's doing it right. So I recommend you follow the program in the book for sure.
Well, and tell us, Teresa, so, you know, you do work out every day, but like you were just saying, physical activity. So that doesn't mean you need to go to the gym for 2 hours, or, you know, what do you recommend in your book for workouts? Is it more Tabata or more cardio or lifting, or what kind of exercise do you?
You know, I love Tabata. I love yoga. I love Pilates. I love running. I love lifting weights. I love it all. You know, I love kickboxing. I love playing golf. I love playing tennis. I love jumping on the trampoline with my grandkids. I'm like, there's not any form of activity that I don't like. And I try to tell people, you don't have to go to a gym and kill yourself for 2 hours every single day. I don't care if you just get 30 minutes of something. 30 minutes of going for a walk around your block. That is, you don't have to pay for it, and it's right outside your front door. You know, jumping on the trampoline with your grandkids. You know, there's a lot of things. Like, I always hear people say, oh, well, I can't afford a gym membership, or I can't afford this. There are so many things that you can do for free that don't cost anything. And you can even go to your local sporting goods store and get a couple rubber bands and a few little things that you can basically create your own home gym in your bedroom if you want, with just rubber tubing. You know, it's just so easy. It's just, you know, the one thing I try to tell people is being lazy is easy. It's just easy. There's no hard work involved. It's just easy. And so you can't expect someone that's just lazy and just wants to lay on the couch. You can't expect that person to reap the benefits. You've got to put forth some effort. And when somebody says to me, wow, it must be rough to look like you do. And I'm thinking, it is rough. I don't look like this because I sit on the couch and procrastinate. I look like this because each and every day I wake up and say, I want to live longer. Of course, I want to look better, but that's not the most important. At my age, now I'm really just looking at, who cares really how great I look? I just want to live longer and be healthier in those latter years, because as we all know, as we age, our health deteriorates. Mm-hmm. And I am on, you know, I'm just like basically saying, I want to live my next 20 or 30 years so healthy that I don't end up having to be bedridden or in a wheelchair or, you know, wearing Depends. I want to enjoy life. I want to be healthy. So my goal at this age is just to continue to move and eat healthy so that I can live a nice long life.
And, you know, you think about that lazy thing, it makes me think, well, you're saying, well, it's just easy to be lazy, and it's so much work to do what you do, Teresa. But when you think about it, it's only that 30 minutes, 40 minutes a day. Otherwise, is it? I think it's harder if you gave them a 10-pound bag of sugar or flour and said, no, you're going to carry this around every single day. So is that harder, or is it easier to do the 30 minutes a day? Because then, you know, they're gaining weight and they're carrying that extra 10, 20, 30 pounds sometimes. I mean, if you said, here's 30 pounds, carry this around every day, you'd be like, are you kidding me? But that's kind of the alternative of what happens. I want to ask you, what is the biggest mindset obstacle that you run against for people for not trying to get themselves in shape?
They don't know where to begin. They don't know where to begin, you know, and I just tell them, it begins with getting off the couch, going out that front door and walking around the block. There's where it begins. I mean, you know, something that's right at your fingertips, right at your feet, it's right there. All you got to do is make the first step to get your butt out the door. And that's usually what people say finally is, wow, once I got there, I enjoyed myself. But it was just that first step of just getting there. And I try to tell people, one of the most time-consuming things that a woman does every morning is she's got to get up, shower, fix her hair, put her makeup on, and try to figure out what the heck to wear. I mean, that is so time-consuming, and it's so frustrating. And yet they compare that, they don't even compare that to exercise. And I do. I'm like, I would much rather go outside and take a brisk walk for 30 seconds in my ugliest clothes possible than to have to be faced every morning with, how should I fix my hair? What makeup should I wear? And what outfit should I wear?
Right.
Tell us the journey. So you've had this fitness business, you had gyms, you've had two books, and now it's so exciting that you are going to start a fitness line of clothing. Tell us about that and how that came about and how you've got the chutzpah and the funding to do that.
Well, basically, like I said, you know, I've been in fitness for over 30 years. I ended up owning my own string of health clubs, which I sold in 2000. So I became a self-made millionaire at the age of 38. And I've taken that money and I've invested it very wisely over the years. And so, you know, I've written a couple books. I came out with a candle line a few years ago. I'm now, you know, I started a women's clothing line a few years ago, which I'm fading out of because I'd rather be into the fitness wear. And so I'm starting my own fitness wear. The fitness wear line actually launches on Monday. So we're right there. We're ready to do it.
What's it called? And tell us what it's called.
It's called Naked by Teresa Romer. So it's actually called Naked in 30 Days Athletics, and it's abbreviated NI30D Athletics. And so, but it's the Naked line, because it kind of goes along with the new book Naked in 30 Days. So that clothing line launches, or that fitness wear line launches on Monday. And then I have an app, the Naked in 30 Days app, which will launch a couple weeks later. And then I've actually dipped my hand into the romance novel section also. So I'm going to be writing a series of romance novels also. The first one's complete and will be released next month.
Wow.
And you know what I love about that whole story, being that we're in the publishing business, Elite Online Publishing, all of that started from and is branded off your book. The clothing line is branded from the book name. The app is from the book name. So the whole business started with the book. It's such a great way to launch yourself, create that platform, create that business. So if you're looking to start something, I'm just telling you the best way to make yourself an expert and an authority in a niche is to have a book first. It's just genius. It's the best thing to do.
Very true. Very true.
So give us any last tips that you think you want us to have that you can leave with us to make our life better, make us skinnier, and feel better when we get naked.
Well, you know, I always try to tell people, it's not about being skinnier. You know, being happy and being confident doesn't mean you have to be a size two. You know, some of the most confident, amazing women I know in my life are Oprah Winfrey and Queen Latifah, and neither one of them are size twos. You know, I pretty much feel that your confidence and your happiness comes from within. You can't expect everything around you to make you happy. The happiness and the confidence and the well-being comes from within, and it starts with you. And the first step is not as hard as you think it is. It's basically just committing to yourself that you want to have a happier, healthier life. And a lot of that is cleaning up your diet. A lot of that is starting to do walks around the block. And a lot of that is starting to release some of that excess baggage and stress that we've carried around in our brains and on our shoulders for years. And just releasing it all and starting over fresh and saying, hey, today is the day that I'm going to start fresh in my life. I know I'm 55 years old, but I'm starting today. It's going to start today, and my life going forward is going to be much better, much more amazing, because I'm going to control it.
I love it. That's awesome. All right, everybody, we want you to get Teresa Romer's new book, Naked in 30 Days, a one-month guide to getting your body, mind, and spirit in shape. We're going to put all of this on our website as well. We will put information about her book, about her clothing line, and also about her app, so you can find it all at Elite Online Publishing. Plus, we'll put underneath there at the end of the podcast where you can find all of her information as well. Teresa, thank you so much. You gave us a lot of great information, and I'm looking forward to everyone chiming in and leaving us notes and telling us if you got naked in 30 days. All right, leave us a review, share us with your friends, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
I just have one last question for you, Teresa. How yes. many shoes do you have? Do you know the number?
I roughly now, because I just did a giveaway for Union and Fifth for donations, but I now have about 540 pairs.
Awesome.
You can't even see them all. They're all over here too.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and your awesome closet. Great. Thank you so much, Teresa, for being here today. And everyone, have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jan. Thanks, Melanie.
Today's episode is brought to you by Elite Online Publishing, the brand building publisher. They help you write, sell, and market your book online. Check them out at EliteOnlinePublishing.com. Also by Book Writing Retreats. Spend 6 days at the beach and have your book written by the time you get home. Check out bookwritingretreats.com and find your way to the beach to write your book.